us with the power of the good and the way of the magic.
This won't even be worth watching.
Hello, this is Optimus Solo, and welcome to the 105th chapter in our Powers of Grayskull series. With me for this journey into the Masters of the Universe franchise, as he has been for the other 104 chapters, is TFG1 Mike. You're still alive.
Uh-huh. I won't be after this one episode.
Are you getting space sick yet?
Oh. Yeah, kind of, but...
You ready to return to normal ground?
No, because this is not normal ground. Now, I have to ask you this. Call to the games and the blacksmith of Cerberus, Crawlerland, whatever the hell it is. This is a two-parter, right?
No, this is like a four-parter.
Okay, that's what I thought. Because I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
This became very confusing, which I get to in the second episode today of our confusion. I want to hold on to that.
Right, no. Obviously, yes, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure I had it right because I'm like, wait a minute. Did they make episode 60 to 65 one big ending arc?
It might be all the way. It might, but I know it's multi-part. It's more than just these two episodes.
Yes.
And it's more. It has at least two more episodes, if not all final four. So we'll see there. But as he's talking about in this episode of Masters in Space, we're going to be giving you our thoughts on the next two episodes, which would be episode 60, which is called The Call to the Games, and episode 61, which I believe is called The Blacksmith of Krellis.
Yeah.
We're going to get that right. So we hope you're ready, because it's time, almost for the last time, to go back into space.
Wake me when it's over. I'm going to get my beauty sleep.
All right, first up today is episode 60. Made it all the way to 60, The Call to the Games, and you would never believe who this is written by, but it's one Jack Lester. So, yes, this is an interesting situation. I would call this... obviously, we know towards the end of this episode that this is not over. All right, so this is going to be a multi-part episode because the episode ends with basically a cliffhanger, so to speak. So right. We know that it's going somewhere else. But to get to just this episode, basically what we have here is we have these two planet-like objects, beings, aliens, whatever you want to call it. I mean, it's almost a perfect comparison to like the Quintessons. I know you mentioned that in last week's episode, but it's almost like the Quintessons, if you're familiar with Transformers, where these two, or like we've had this situation happen in Star Trek multiple times in multiple series.
Yeah, it's happened in Star Trek. It's happened in Transformers. It's something I've been trying to hopefully get Comixology.com to add to their catalog. Mm-hmm. This is the exact same kind of thing that happened in the 94 Spider-Man cartoon. And in the 90s, Marvel and DC did a four-issue mini crossover,
right,
where the exact same plot of, you know, two little entities want to basically figure out who is the best, who's the good, who's the this,
right,
who has the magic, yada, yada, yada. So I have seen this plot multiple times over. However, I will say I enjoyed one of these two more than the other.
Something that actually similar happened in the original He-Man, also I believe in either Thundercats or Silverhawks, but I mean basically the whole idea here is that an alien life form or multiple alien life forms are coming to a location, a planet, a universe, whatever, and they're trying to determine who's good and who's bad, or who's worthy, or what they can learn from this race of aliens, etc., etc. There's different variations that you can go off of that, but basically they are interested in both the mutants and the guardians and wanting to see what's happening. And we have, like the title says, a call to the game. So it's going to end with this whole, we're going to have you guys face off in this gladiator type game against each other. And if you don't agree to do this, we're basically going to destroy you. So it's also got that edge of the alien, the person coming in that's observing also has some type of one-upmanship as far as power over the planet, or is holding them at a position where they have to participate, they have to do this, or else their race is at stake, etc., that type of stuff. So that's basically what you get here. So I like that as a setup. I like the idea, like you said, we've seen it multiple times, but there's a lot of different ways that you can go with it, so it still makes it interesting. Even though we've seen the basic premise, it can go a lot of different ways in execution. So is this the one you liked more or least?
This is the one that I liked the least.
Okay.
Because My first note, seriously, ... Next line. The Death Star? Fuck you, I'm out. This episode is nothing but Star Wars in animation. Like, seriously. They do the little Kessel run, but they do the little attack run on the thing with the targeting computer and all. I'm like, I would rather watch Star Wars than watch this. Can we just review Star Wars again on this show instead of, like, seriously? Like, really? So, fuck you, I'm out. I'm done. Hmm. That's the only notes I... As soon as I saw that, I'm like, oh, God.
And the planets, these alien beings do look like the Death Star, so...
Yeah!
Very much, like, it's not just like it's, oh, it somewhat loosely resembles. It's, like, almost perfectly resembling every part of it down to the details. So, yeah, so it does have some Star Wars-esque stuff on it, like we've seen in a lot of these episodes throughout this whole series, unfortunately, because it never does it justice. But I thought it was at least an interesting start to what is going to be a multi-part episode. I gave this one a 2.5.
I gave it a 0.5.
That is rough.
It... I'm sorry. You cheaply reanimate Star Wars? I'd rather watch Droids versus Ewoks or whatever the Droids Ewoks series was back in the...
I guess what's helping me is at this point in the series, I don't pay much attention to the designs or the animation or the actual action.
I didn't at first until I realized what the fuck it was, and I'm like, oh no, you lazy fucking sons of bitches.
Yeah, I've gone into like this mode where all I'm trying to do is basically... look at it just for story purposes because that's what everybody says is good about the series. So I'm like, fine, I will ignore everything else. I'm going to ignore the designs. I'm going to ignore the animation. I'm going to ignore some of the shoddy voice work. And I'm just going to look at it from the story standpoint. And just doing that, I was able to get all the way up to a whole 2.5 on this one. So that's it for this one. We'll be back after the break to talk about episode 61, The Blacksmith of Krellis.
Thus, with the power of the good and the way of the magic.
All right, so we left off episode 59 with both sides agreeing to participate in these games or whatever. All right, so we're going to have both sides. They're going to participate in these games. And then I'm looking at the episode titles for the final five episodes or...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, five episodes, because we hadn't got to this last one yet. And, like, three episodes now, or two episodes from now, one of the titles is titled The Games.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, did they do this out of order again? Like, are we not watching these in the proper order one more time? Because they literally just said that they're going to go to the games, and now I have to wait, like, two or three episodes to get to the games.
Okay, so as far as I can... I'm sorry to interrupt you, but as far as I can tell, just based off the episode titles we have... A Call to the Games, The Blacksmith of Kreller Land, A Time to Leave, and The Games. So A Time to Leave and The Games are the final two parts, I assume, in this. A Time to Leave is probably going to be a whole episode about both factions loading up and getting ready to leave for the games. And then the games are going to be the games that you play on the game planet with Captain N and
Simon
Belmont.
What are the
Belmont
final two episodes titled?
Flog's Revenge and the Final Invasion.
So then they're going to have just two random-ass episodes to end this instead of ending it with this four-parter. That's going to make me mad if they do that. Like, they have this, like, at least even if I don't like it, it's going to be this epic four-part thing where we're taking you step-by-step through this whole journey. Somebody's going to be the ultimate winner. This alien race is going to decide something, blah, 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 blah. They could send He-Man back to wherever he came from or do something. But no, then we're going to tag on two episodes at the end. Like, they better be good ones, because, yeah. But anyways, I was really confused, but then immediately, as you're going into this episode, you realize that all this episode is both factions trying to gather weapons.
Yep.
For the games. So it does make sense. It's in continuity. It's in the right order. I was a little confused at first, but I got on board. So this is going to lead to the conclusion of the story. So what did you think about them coming across as blacksmith and them trying to get a hold of an advantage through the weapons they're going to use at the Ultimate Games?
I gotta say, this is very rare. We'll have to do the recap, recount, whatever, as far as ratings and shit. But this is probably one of the best episodes of this series, if the only best episode of. I really enjoyed this.
I can't believe what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe I'm fucking saying it. I enjoyed every moment of it. I felt it was a little slow in parts, but I enjoyed the thing with the blacksmith. He got fooled by the villains, and then he realized what he did with the heroes, and he's eventually giving both of them weapons anyway because they have to go to the games, and or they have to get ready to leave for the games, to go to the games, to play the games, to whatever kind of a thing. But this was really enjoyable. It was really a fun watch through.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it just like I did the last one, so I'm still at a 2.5, but it was like right in the middle for both of these. But I will say that for once, I am actually somewhat excited, let's temper that word a little bit, but I'm somewhat anticipating these two of the final four episodes to see where this story actually goes. So, I mean, having this two-parter at least got me somewhat interested in seeing how they're going to finish this story.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'll give them that much. I mean, I don't know if I'd actually call it exciting, but interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It's very... This episode was really cool. The blacksmith character, I really enjoyed. I thought it was a good character. Overall, again, you'll have to check the math on this, but I got to give this a 4.
Ooh, I thought you were going to get like up to 4.5 or something.
4 as high as I can go. There's got to be some sort of standard here.
All right, so a 4, that's a good way to start. So you're looking forward to the next two episodes.
After I finished watching this, I'm like, oh, that's really cool. So it must be the games, yada, 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 next, whatever. I'm like, oh, okay. So, alrighty then, we'll see what happens. But this episode by itself, even though it's part of a larger story arc, I really enjoyed this. I thought this was super fun, super interesting.
And I had lost all hope that Mike could be positive. Mm-hmm. And here we go. Mike is being positive. So
just wait a week.
Play the lottery, folks. rub a leprechaun's bald head. Do something, because apparently the stars are lining up here for Mike and being positive, and that must mean good things are coming.
Probably not.
Left. Can we make it?
No.
I didn't think we'd ever get here.
Me either. Like, by the time we recorded and released episode 85, I wanted to excise this whole series from the continuity, from the podcast.
We watch them, so you don't have to.
Oh, God. Yep. All right. Thank you for joining us here on the Masters in Space today. You'd like to get us, contact with us, leave feedback for the show, visit the website, geekcastradio.com. This has nothing to do with Steve's ass, but he did work it off. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes, please.
You all right?
What were you going to say?
You kind of saying work it.
Leave the show's feedback in iTunes, please do this. Follow us on Twitter at Geekcast Radio is the network Twitter. At Pow of Grayskull is the show Twitter. I am at TFG1 Mike. What is your Twitter?
At Optimus Solo.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekCastRadioNetwork. We hope you enjoyed the Space Tales today. Don't forget to join us in our next adventure. Only means looking at the next two episodes of The New Adventures of He-Man, those being A Time to Leave and The Games. For now, I am TFG1 Mike with
the one and only Optimus Solo.
Tune in next time for the power and the magic and the honor and the Grayskull and the swords and the whatever. I don't know.
Time to make the donuts. Dunkin' Donuts are always fresh.
I made the donuts.
We make them at least twice every day.
Time to make the donuts.
Not a few kinds like supermarkets.
Make the donuts. Time to make the donuts.
But up to 52 varieties.
The donuts. Time to make the donuts. I made the donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts, up to 52 varieties, fresh day and night. No supermarket can say that.
Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew.
I love you.
Shut up, bitch. I'm not done.